The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
We're tied, full court pressure. Kearney Catholic gets it into John Masker. Left hand dribble, outlet pass, front court. Holtmeyer, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out. Cam Moore, Moore down the lane. Right hand scoop shot is up and in, and Kearney Catholic wins at the buzzer.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament from Hastings. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Kolakowski outlets to Myers. Myers across the timeline with a pass to Neville, guarded by Sestock, trying to poke it out of her hands. Right elbow, they get it to Gleason. One dribble back to Neville. Three-pointer on the way. It's good.
Once again, the Lou Platt Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of champions to be crowned tonight. It's the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Team pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School in Hastings with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Adams Central High School. It is time for the finals of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament. Up first today, it'll be the boys' final with the top seed and ninth-ranked team in Class B, the Patriots of Adams Central, playing on their home court this year. A chance to bring home the title against the Ord Chanticleers, making their first ever appearance in the Lou Platt Conference championship, looking for their first ever championship, first since 1994 when they were in the Central Conference and beat Fairbury in that title game back when the Chanticleers were one of the top five teams in the state. Ord has not had a lot of success with Adams Central. They did beat them 4 or 5 seasons ago, but none of these kids obviously would have been a part of that. Adams Central played about as good a basketball game as you could play last night in beating Kearney Catholic 70-51. They took care of the basketball. They hit 14 three-pointers in the first three quarters and basically cruised home. They were up 25 going into the fourth quarter. For Ord, they turned the tables on a Wood River team that's having one of their best seasons since they won it all nearly a decade ago. Wood River and Kearney Catholic will play at the same time here at 4 o'clock at the old gym at Adams Central in the consolation game. Then the girls' final, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Centura. They've met O's so many times at the Lou Platt final. They'll do it again tonight at 6, while the Ord Lady Chanticleers will play St. Paul in the third-place game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll look at the starting lineups for the championship right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for the 2015 Boys Lou Platt Championship here on Classic Hits, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The Ord Chanticleers will be the visitors, and they'll go with number 14, a 5'10 senior, Tony Smith. Number 30, 6'3 senior, Nolan Grant. The Chanticleers' leading scorer at nearly 15 points a game is Colton Zolkowski. 6'5 junior wears number 32. Number 34 is a 6'1 sophomore, Brooks Bechtold. And number 52, 6'4 senior, John Ragel. Head coach of the Ord Chanticleers, Nick Gates, assisted by Nate Wells and Corey Barron. Ord is 15-6 on the season. And here in the conference tournament, they defeated in the opening round Donovan Trumbull 53-35 and Wood River yesterday 56-43. Ord, as we said, 15-6. For Adams Central, they'll go with number 10, a 6'1 junior, Garrett Sittner. Number 14, their leading scorer at nearly 17 points a game, is a 6'1 sophomore, David Bolin. Number 22, 5'10 junior, is Kyler Wormstadt. Getting the start tonight is number 34, 6'3 junior, Kale Blake, to give him a little more height to the lineup, according to Coach Foster. And number 50, 6'6 senior, Evan Lindblad. Head coach of the Patriots is Zach Foster, assisted by Zeb Noyd, Tom Slechta, Nola Samuelson, Chris Bartels, and Garth Walbridge. 17-2 on the season. Their losses are in overtime to Grand Island Central Catholic in Bennington. They're 17-2, ranked ninth in Class B. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're about ready to get our championship game underway, and we'll tip it off between the Patriots of Adams Central and the Ord Chanticleers right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Game one today, the Consolation Girls. It was Amherst over Pleasanton, 37-29. The Pleasanton boys about ready to tip it off with Elm Creek at the Viero Events Center. And then the championships will be at 6-8. We're ready to get it going here. The ball is in the air. Zolkowski and Lindblad to jump it in. Ord will win the opening tip. The Chanticleers will move from right to left, and the Patriots from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Man-to-man defense here by Adams Central. One meeting earlier this year, back in December, it was all Adams Central, 61-34. On the left baseline, Nolan Grint, skip pass all the way to the right side. It'll be Colton Zolkowski who can play out, and then Chanticleers cut. The ball will go into the backcourt for an over and back. He was looking to get it out to the top of the key to his guard, Tony Smith, who has the most experience as far as the starters here, playing a little bit younger or earlier in his career, and ball goes in the backcourt for the over and back. So Adams Central will get the basketball, and it looks like the Chanticleers want to come out in a zone defense here. Last night, Kearney Catholic played the man-to-man, and Adams Central still buried 14 threes on him. And a three to start the game is on the way by Sittner, but it's no good. Lindblad tips it to himself, back up and in. Evan Lindblad with the first points of the championship, and Adams Central leads it by a score of 2-0. They'll put some pressure on the Chanticleers. Ord with a little more height out there overall for their players, 6'1 or taller, so not a lot of real quick guards. Tony Smith looks at the three, passes it up, drives to the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. Zolkowski from 14 is short. Rebound is grabbed there by Plake, getting the start here tonight. Coach Foster saying we want to get just a little more height, but Connor Nelson had one of his best games of the season last night with 14 points, and he'll be right off the bench here for the Patriots. Just underway in our championship game. A little box and one is what they're really kind of running here. A 1-3 with a chaser on David Bolin, and covering him is Nolan Grant. Here's Sittner into the corner. Bolin's first three from the right-hand corner, up and in. You don't have to give him a lot of window, and Bolin's able to drop it down. Makes the score 5-0 out of the gate here for Adams Central. And Ord not looking to move the ball up the floor. This will play into the Patriots' hands. The styles may not match. Brooks Bechtold will come down the lane, draw the triple team out to Smith. Tony for three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound yanked down by Lindblad. Great start here for the Patriots. Bolin brings it up the right side. Stops 12 feet out, reverses the pivot to the top of the circle. He'll give it off to Sittner. Sittner over on the wing to Wormstadt. Back to Bolin for three, and it is good. Bowen has hit his first 2 3-pointers. It is 8-0, Adams Central, 5:50 to go in the first quarter. A start very similar to what the Patriots had last night. Nolan Grint handles the basketball, draws the double team, gives it to Bechtold. Bechtold comes in the paint, dishes it off to Ragel. They kick it back out for a 3-pointer. Grint, it's short off the front of the iron. And you can tell Ord's intimidated inside. They had the ball in the paint, didn't take the shot. Wormstat with the rebound. Up the floor, nearly thrown away. Tracked down there by Blake. Bowling another open three. Spins around and out, no good. And on the rebound, it'll be a foul on Adams Central. Brooks Bechtold will get the board for the Chanticleers. The foul is on Garrett sitting here. It'll be interesting to see how the game's called tonight as well. Will it be a physical game, or will the style not allow that? Had this officiating crew earlier in the week, and they kind of let him play a little bit in that Kearney Catholic Ravenna game. Across the timeline with it will be Tony Smith, but it's 8-0 already. Adams Central. Ragel gets posted up down low. He'll be fouled of the shot. And two free throws coming up for the 6'4 senior, John Ragel, as they got him away from Lindblad. And the foul will be called on Plake. First foul of the game on Plake, second on Adams Central. And at the line to shoot two, John Ragel, to try and get the Chanticleers on the board here in this championship game. But the first one is on the way, and it is short. Ragel averages about 4 points per ball game. The Chanticleers are a 63% free throw shooting team. Ragel 57%, so he'll try and even it out here with his second free throw. It's on the way, and it's no good. Ord still looking for their first point. Plate gets the rebound, gives it to Bolin, and Bolin will bring it across uncontested. Top of the circle against the chaser. Ord may now have went straight man. Bechtold guarding David Connor Nelson, who just checked in. So Nelson comes into the lineup and gives Sittner a little bit of a breather. 8-0 Adams Central. Ball screen. Screen away that time, but no pass down. Low to Plake, who set the screen. Back up to Kyler Wormstat, who is the second leading scorer. He'll dish it off to Plake, tries to drive, gets it bobbled away, and loses the basketball. First turnover for the Patriots. Chanticleers will get it to Bechtold, picked up there by Nelson. Still with the dribble, left elbow, gets into the paint, has to kick it out. Penetration not there. Ragel posted up on Lindblad. Tries to take it at the big fella. Nice shot, rolls around the rim. It just simply will not go, and Lindblad gets his third rebound. Ball stolen away by Smith. He'll drive but miss the shot, and David Bolin will get the rebound. At the other end, Plake's open, and a shot is blocked from behind by Nolan Grant. Saves the layup. And up the floor, a reach-in foul on Wormstat. Trying to knock it out of Bextold's hands. First foul on Wormstat. And substitutions now for the Chanticleers. Grant Weliak, a 6'2 senior, will come into the ball game. Also coming in for Ord will be Jackson Barnes, another senior. A ton of seniors on this Chanticleer team. Staying in there will be Zolkowski, along with Tony Smith and Nolan Grint. Bolin guarding him. They'll get it down on the block, trying to find some room. Grint spins, backdoor bounce pass, gets past the hands of Weliak and out of bounds, and Ord turns it over. On the floor now for Adams Central, Dylan Steinkruger checks in. Sittner is back in. So is Luke Goldenstein. Also staying out there is Connor Nelson. Patriot basketball into the corner. Nelson with it. Works it out top to Sittner. Sittner guarded in the Chanticleer man-to-man. 3:40 to go first quarter. It is 8-0 Adams Central. Neither team has scored in over 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Top of the circle with it is Goldenstein. Off a couple of picks, they'll get it to the right wing. Bolin working here on the new defender. Smith gets on him, makes him work. Up and under move from the free throw line. Bounces around the rim, no good. Rebound by Grint. Outlet pass. Chanticleers 2-on-2. Smith underneath to Zolkowski. He'll finally get the Chanticleers on the board. Colton Zolkowski with the transition bucket. And it is 8-2. Ord's on the board. Adams Central by 6. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Into the front court with it will be the Patriots. Bolin to the right-hand corner to Nelson, trying to spread the floor. They do this a lot, keep the four out around the perimeter and run one through in the paint. Right now that's Goldenstein. Then they'll run their guards down the baseline. Bolin charges, missed the layup, hit the rim of the way up as he stepped through the double team. Zolkowski with the rebound. He'll swing it over on the right wing and across the timeline. Nolan Grant will slow it up. Chanticleers don't want to play the Patriot pace. Even though they can score some points, they only get about 48 per ball game as the ball's kicked. Bechtold back in for Ord, Lindblad, and Wormstat back in for Adams Central. 2:38 to go here, first quarter, 8-2, Adams Central with the lead. Nebraska, man, boy, they just can't score. Down 22-13 at the half, 13, and now Penn State scores the first five. They're up 27-13 with 18.5 to go in the game. Chanticleer's trying to lob it into Zolkowski, over his hands and out of bounds. But to score 13 points in 22 minutes at Penn State, there is a serious problem for Nebraska right now. They come off a 63% shooting night against Northwestern, and now just not good. We'll keep you up to date on that score. It's currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 if you want to check that out. But we hope you'll stay with us as it's Adams Central and Ord here in the Lou Platt Boys Championship game. But the scoring has also come to a standstill here. Maybe some future Huskers out here on the floor. It's 8-2 with 2 minutes to go in the first half or first quarter. They'll get it down to Lindblad trying to poke it away. The ball will be knocked out of the hands of Lindblad, and a foul will be called. It'll go on Tony Smith. That's the first foul of the game on the Chanticleers. Ooh, and Bechtold got popped, and he's bleeding. He comes out of the game. I'm not sure if he bit his lip or if it's actually his nose. They're going to have to take him to the locker room. Assistant Coach Barron will do that. Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. Open in the corner, Nelson. Nobody saw him. He hits the three. He was standing there all by himself, and Connor Nelson hits the three, and Adams Central has 3 3-pointers. And an 11-2 lead. Up by 9, the Chanticleers will bring it into the front court with Nolan Grant, guarded by Bolin, directing traffic on the right wing. Now picks his dribble up for no reason, lobs it inside to Zolkowski. Zolkowski through the double team, lays it up and in, and they'll give him the bucket with a foul. Smith with a little hesitation pump fake when he picked that dribble up, and then Zolkowski broke free. He's got both of the Chanticleer buckets. He is their leading scorer. The foul's on Evan Lindblad, his first. Checking in for the Chanticleers, Jackson Barnes again, and Welniak will check out. Barnes, Ragel, Zolkowski, who's at the line, along with Eli Hill and Nolan Grint. Hill, another senior. Second free throw now, or first free throw for Zolkowski to complete the three-point play. It's short, no good, but we have a lane violation on the Patriots, so Ord will get to do it again. Everybody comes back, and Zolkowski will try again. Takes his time, takes a lot of time. Finally spins it, fires it, and it's no good. Ord 0 of 3 from the line here in the first quarter. Lindblad gets the foul or rebound, so the same thing that happened the previous time as Nelson, 15-footer, right corner, in and out, no good. I'll tell you, when Adams Central's been missing the last two nights, it isn't by much. Zolkowski the board, outlet pass, Ord wants to run. Underneath the hoop, short jumper, Jackson Barnes hits the 5-footer, and the Chanticleers pull within 5, 11-6. Adams Central, a minute 10 to go here, first quarter. Skip pass Wormstadt, 19-footer is on the way. It's a 2-pointer at his foot on the line, but it doesn't matter when it goes through. It still points 13-6. Wormstadt also had a good night last night for the Patriots, their second leading scorer. On the dribble drive is Nolan Grant, pushed out in the right corner, gets it on the block to Ragel, pulls up and scores. Chanticleer's now starting to get the ball down low with a little more confidence, and head coach Nick Gates applauds that one, 13-8. Remember, the Patriots were up 8-0, and then they didn't score for about 3.5 minutes. 13-8 Patriots, 30 seconds to go here. Bolin gives it over to Wormstadt. Kyler up top. Lindblad pops out to the top of the circle to Bolin. Not necessarily playing for the last shot. Bolin drives, kicks it out in the corner. Sittner a three. That's going to come up short. Long rebound is grabbed by Zolkowski, boxing out the shooter. He'll give it to Grant with 12 seconds. Nolan has no idea how much time's left. Now he looks up at the clock, sees 8 seconds at midcourt. They spread the floor on a 1-4. Driving in, Grant into the paint, kicks it into the corner. A three at the horn by Barnes is way short. And that is the end of the first quarter of the Lou Platt Conference Boys Championship game. The top seed, Adams Central Patriots, leading the number 3 seed, Ord Chanticleers, 13-8. And we'll have second quarter action after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to the folks here at Adams Central, Edge Group, Bill Carlin, Jim LeMaster, all the folks, as always, for their hospitality. Adams Central will get the ball to start the second quarter with a 13-8 lead in our boys' championship game over Ord. A couple of threes by David Bolin. He has six. He'll take another three to start the quarter. Excuse me, that's Sittner. It's no good. Rebound Lindblad. Now Bolin will shoot the three and hit it. David Bolin with his third three, and Adams Central winning the battle of the boards 9-5 in the first quarter, getting another offensive board there. Five of the 10 boards belong to Lindblad. Ward on the right elbow, high post. They get it to Ragel, just trying to keep that pivot foot. Back out top to Tony Smith. Lindblad's on him. They've got a mismatch. Can Ward take advantage of it? Now they'll switch back, so Lindblad gets back on Zolkowski. Left-hand corner, they'll get it to Grant into the paint. He'll turn back to Zolkowski, little nine-footer. Colton, no good. Over the top to get the rebound is Cale Plake, his third. Adams Central with Bolin quickly to the top of the circle, back to Plake. Over to Wormstadt. Kyler takes another three, and it is good. The Patriots were 14-27 last night, and they're now 4-8 to start the ball game here. And the lead now 11, the largest for Adams Central. With it on the left wing is Nolan Grant. Takes the three himself. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Grant Weliak. They'll rotate it back to Grant. On the block, Zolkowski. Knocked out of his hands, but Ragel grabs it. Smith up top. Drives the right side of the key. Cut off by Lindblad. Again, Zolkowski is in the left-hand corner. He'll try a three. It's good. Colton Zolkowski has seven of the Chanticleers, 11 points. That's Ord's first three. They're 1-5. And it's 19-11. Patriots bowling a long three from the top of the key. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Zolkowski will grab the rebound. Colton will give it off there to Grant. Grant will hand it off in the front court. Long three. Smith, good. Back-to-back threes for the Chanticleers. So the first two buckets go to Adams Central. The next two to Ord. And it's a five-point game again. 19-14. The team's exchanging threes here in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. Again, Elm Creek is playing Pleasanton in the boys' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN. Three, Bolin, no good. Rebound came right to Plake, and he's fouled on the short putback. Shot won't go. He'll get two free throws. The foul is on Nolan Grant. His first, just the second, on the Chanticleers. So Plake to the line to shoot two. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Ord, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Free throw no good. Here comes Brooks Bechtold back into the game. They got the blood cleaned up. He was out the last couple minutes of the first quarter after I couldn't tell if he bit his lip or if he got popped in the nose because that's where the blood was. Second free throw now. Plake is up, and it is in. Kale with his first point of the ball game. And it is 20-14. Adams Central by six. Ord trying to break the zone trap. They do. Zolkowski brings it in, draws the contact. Scoop shot no good, but he'll get a couple of free throws. Colton missed one back in the first quarter of play. The foul will be on Adams Central's Luke Goldenstein. His first and the team's third. Goldenstein, Bolin, Nelson, Plake, and Wormstadt out there for the Patriots. For the Chanticleers, looks like their original five are out there as Zolkowski puts the first free throw up and good. Ord was 0-3 at the line in the first quarter. Adams Central didn't take one. Those free throws by Plake a moment ago were their first of the ball game. Second free throw now for Zolkowski. Is on the way, and it is too strong. Comes out long, but a good one-hand grab there by Plake, and he has five boards. 20-15, Adams Central. 5.5 to go here, second quarter. Little pick and roll. Got it down low to plate. Good defense, Zolkowski. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Tony Smith. Smith will push it up the floor. Picked up by Boland. Both teams are in a man. Bounce pass. Tried to get it to Radjil, and it just scooted right by him. Fourth turnover for Ord. Adams Central has two. At the end of the first quarter on the consolation game, it is Kearney Catholic 19 and Wood River 16 in the consolation game here at Adams Central. And Pleasanton leads Elm Creek 12-11 at the end of the first quarter in the consolation game in the Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN Radio. Boland fakes the three. Zolkowski leaps in the air. Boland takes one dribble, shoots the three anyway. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by the Chanticleers. Radjil on the outlet. Zolkowski into the front court. Dishes it to the trailer. Smith to Grint. Comes into the paint. Jump stop. Little bumping around. Gives it to Bechtold. He'll come in. Put up an off-balance shot. No good. Goldenstein will get the rebound. Up the floor come the Patriots. Boland again on the left wing. He'll go to Nelson. Nelson with 1-3 so far in the game. Now Wormstead, he'll square up for three and hit it. Had a hand in his face. Kyler just gave him the little one step and nailed it. 2 of 6 in the quarter, 5 of 12 in the game, and Wormstead has 8. 23-15, Adams Central. Chanticleers with a basketball. Smith, guarded by Boland, uses his dribble up. Grint will come to the top of the circle and take it. Left elbow, dribbles down the left side of the key, tries to force it inside. Zolkowski got bumped, and Lindblad picks up his second foul. It will be before the shot, and the Chanticleers will take it out underneath. Evan has 2 points, and he has 5 boards, and he'll come out with that second foul, and Plake will come right back in for Ord, Welniak, and Hill. Smith will stay in along with Bechtold and Zolkowski. And it is Bechtold to throw it into the baseline. Chance down 8. Lob it into Welniak on the left block. Back out Bechtold. Can't get the baseline on Boland, so he'll dribble in place. Try to clear it out. They do. He'll drive. Still can't get a shot to the free throw line. Welniak hits the 12-footer. Grant with his first bucket of the ball game. 23-17 Patriots. 3:50 to go in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. Score updates. First half stats. Preview of our girls' games that are still to come. And the latest from the FKC, 23-17 Patriots. After a quick start, they have slowed down a little bit, hitting basically just three-point buckets. They have hit 6. That's 18 of their 23 points. Wormstead and Lindblad have a deuce and 1 free throw in the game. Wormstead again, three-point land, thinking about squaring up here on Smith. Skips it over to Boland. Boland picked up there by Hill. Drives in over the teardrop, over the Zolkowski extended arm. And David Boland now with 11 points. 25-17. Adams Central has kept that lead at 5 or more since jumping out 8-0. With it, Bechtold working on Boland. Wants to get a shot. Works his way in. Spin move. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Plake. Up the floor. There's a walk. Or will they bail him out with a foul? Now they're going to call a foul and send Boland to the line. He just kind of exploded from the top of the circle. And the foul will be on Brooks Bechtold, his first. Only the third on Ord. And we are going to have I thought we were going to have a timeout there by Coach Foster. He says no. Have yet to have one in the game. And so Boland will lob it in. Working around the perimeter, Nelson. Left corner, 3. It's all net. Connor Nelson, the 6th 3 of the ball game here, or 7th 3 of the ball game. They've hit their last 3 that they've put up, 28-17. The lead back to 11, equaling the largest so far this afternoon. Long 3 for the Chanticleers is no good by Smith, and the rebound will be grabbed by Sittner. Garrett will push it up the floor and hand it to Boland. Top of the circle. They've got Ord on their heels. Here's another 3. Goldenstein, that one is too strong. Welniak will grab the rebound for the Chanticleers. Needs some help. Long outlet, Smith. 4-on-3, but Ord doesn't attack, and they throw it away. Welniak just running down the floor to go get posted up, and Smith thought he'd throw it to him, and instead he threw it out of bounds, and now a timeout for Coach Gates. A full-length timeout with 2:09 to go here in the first half of play. Blue Platte Conference Boys Championship, Adams Central 28, Ord 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda here at Adams Central High School. Just over 2 minutes remaining now in the first half. Adams Central has the ball and an 11-point lead. Wormstadt working on Bechtold. Makes a one-hand pass in the corner to Sittner, up to Bolin, and Bolin walk. Thought about the three, then wanted to fake it, and Bolin will travel with the basketball. Just the third turnover here for the Patriots. And Ward will get the basketball back. They have been down 11. They've cut it to 5. That's as close as they can get, as Bechtold will walk the ball across the timeline. Bring it to the right wing. Clear out Wormstead. Off a couple of picks. Up top they'll go to Jackson Barnes. Swings it over to Eli Hill. Off two screens. Up top, Zolkowski. Bolin's on him. Ward's looking for a particular play here because Zolkowski didn't even look to shoot. They set two picks, but the ball dropped by Bechtold on a low pass. So he'll pick it up, swing it around. And they try to get it back to Brooks. It's stolen away. Sixth turnover, Ord. Nelson to the other end. Scores, and a foul called on Ord as Hill just tried to get out of the way. I don't know about that one either. Eli with his first, but a nice play nonetheless by the Patriots. Good job by Connor Nelson. He didn't even really want any part of the contact and is going to have a chance here at the three-point play. Nelson with 8 points, having a very good conference tournament. Started last night, coming off the bench here. Adams Central beat Arcadia Loup City on opening night and Kearney Catholic last night. This is a rematch of last year's quarterfinals as Nelson hits the free throw. Adams Central was the sixth seed last year and went to Ord and beat the Chanticleers 58-52. And then Adams Central ended up losing to Donovan Trumbull in the semifinals and took third. With it up top, the Chanticleers, Zolkowski trying to get the steal. A foul will be called on Goldenstein, his second. And that will put Ord in the bonus. With 1:11 to go here in the first half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. Penn State 37, Nebraska 26, 11:20 to go in the game. Nebraska had 13 points at halftime. Zolkowski to the line. A 70% free throw shooter. He's 1 of 3 so far here. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 9 of the Chanticleers, 18 points belong to Zolkowski, their leading scorer at nearly 15 a game. Second free throw now for Colton. Junior again takes time, bends the knees, puts it up too strong, and the rebound brought down by Plake, his 7th rebound here for Adams Central. The Patriots are dominating the glass. 1 minute to go, first half off the screen. It is Bolin. He has the easy layup. David with 7 in the quarter and 13 in the game. The Patriots, like they did last night, just slowly pulling away. It's like the gas prices. It goes up, comes down a little bit to make you feel good, then it goes up even higher, and that's what Adams Central's doing right here. In the paint, Ragel doesn't look at anything but to give it right back on the wing to Grint. Grint to the top of the circle, uses the dribble, lobs it to Ragel on the block right side, backs in on Plake. Can't get a shot. Hands it off to Bechtold in the right corner. Back to the basket. He'll lower the shoulder. Come inside. Right hand turnaround jumper. Up and in. Tough shot, but Bechtold gets his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 33-20. 19 seconds to go before halftime. Adams Central a chance to get the last shot away here. Will they add to their three-point total? Well, they'll try. Nelson, it's no good, but the rebound slapped out there by Goldenstein. 7 seconds to go. Bolin at midcourt with 5, working on Bechtold. Cross over to the free throw line. He'll take the jumper. It's good, and we are at halftime. Adams Central on their home court giving their fans another good half of basketball, just like they did last night. The Patriots had 35 at half last night and led 35-24. They're in better shape here today. 35 at the half, and they've got their biggest lead of the game. It is Adams Central, 35 or 20. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament on your sports leader, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School in Hastings. Halftime of the boys' championship game of the 2015 Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it's Adams Central 35 and Ord 20. The consolation game is going on in the older gym here, and we will try and get you an update on that once they make it to halftime. Our next game will be the Kearney Catholic girls taking on Centura once again for the conference championship, and that will get underway at 6 o'clock, and that is here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The girls' consolation game that will also be played at 6 in the old gym will have Ord taking on St. Paul. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And earlier today in the girls' consolation game, it was Amherst defeating Pleasanton 37-29 to take the third-place trophy. Pleasanton and Elm Creek are currently playing the boys' consolation. Then it's the girls' championship between the top two seeds, Axtell and Elm Creek. That was a five-point game last month that Axtell won. Then the boys' championship should be a dandy as Wilcox-Hildreth and Amherst, the top two seeds, one loss apiece. They'll battle at 8 at the Viero Events Center. Amherst, their only loss to North Platte St. Pat's in the Holiday Tournament Championship. And the only loss for Wilcox-Hildreth came to Axtell. Quite a few of the coaches and ex-coaches are on hand. Coach Baronic and Reinertsen are both here with the Gibbons staff, the Ravenna staff. They are on hand, all here to see how this plays out in the championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Also, the Nebraska men are playing this afternoon. And just a slow, slow start. They're trying to grind their way back into it. With 10 minutes to go, it's Penn State 37, Nebraska 29, but Nebraska was down by 15 at one point in this ballgame. They only had 13 points at halftime. The Nebraska women will play at fifth-ranked Maryland tomorrow. In other sports notes for you, it was the UNK baseball team, and you may have seen this on all the highlights, even made SportsCenter last night with a walk-off grand slam home run to win 10-7. And then they win again today by a score of 6-1. So they're 2-1 down there in Texas with one more game to go. UNK basketball teams are at home tonight. They take on Washburn at the Health and Sports Center at 5:30 and 7:30. And the Hastings College basketball teams are playing up at Mount Marty, and that is airing on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Men going on. We'll get you the women's final in just a moment. But right here, it's 35-20. Adams Central at the half over Ord. We'll look at the numbers in a minute.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our ball game. First of all, for Ord, Jackson Barnes, 2 points. Tony Smith hit a three-point bucket for his total, one rebound. Nolan Grint, a rebound and a block shot. Colton Zolkowski leads the way with 9 points, four rebounds. Brooks Bechtold, 2 points, one rebound. Grant Weliak has 2 points, two rebounds. And John Rangel, 2 points and a rebound. Five rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. Three-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Nobody for Ord has more than one foul. 8 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, the Chanticleers with 20 points, 10 rebounds, 2 out of 7 at the free throw line. Also 2 out of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers from Adams Central right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Adams Central Patriots here in the championship game. First off, for David Bolin. David Bolin had 9 in the second quarter, 6 in the first. He's got 15 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Sittner, 1 rebound. Connor Nelson has 9 points, 8 points for Kyler Wormstead and a rebound. Luke Goldenstein, 2 rebounds. Kale Plake, 1 point, 7 rebounds. And Evan Lindblad, 2 points and 5 rebounds. 9 rebounds in each quarter for Adams Central. All of their free throw attempts came in the second quarter of play where they were 2 of 3. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 of the first quarter, 4 of 10 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first and only 1 in the second. Foul situation, Lindblad and Goldenstein each have 2. Adams Central had 13 points in the first quarter, 22 at half. The Patriots have 35 points, 18 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from 3-point land, and 3 turnovers. At the half of the Lou Platte Conference Boys Championship game, 17-2 Adams Central leads 15-6 Ord, 35-20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, halftime, Elm Creek leads Pleasanton 26-23, and Kearney Catholic leads Wood Rivers boys 37-32 at the half here in the consolation. Back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture.
Realtor Direct.
Start 2015 with new furnishings and save during the January clearance event on now at Furniture Direct. A four-piece bedroom set with dresser, mirror, nightstand, and a beautiful queen sleigh bed, only $5.99. Check out our selection of TV stands with a fireplace heater starting at only $3.99. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Let's take a look at our seeds to success for the second half, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and your local professional, Craig Weeches. Well, the Patriots were red hot from the outside last night. They're still hot, 7-16 here in this ball game, but the Chanticleers are going to have to find a way to keep up with Adams Central. As Ord gets the ball to start the second quarter, they lob it inside. They turn it over on the opening possession, and a little frustration from the Chanticleer bench as Bolin brings it in, kicks it out to Wormstadt. A three-pointer on the way. It is no good. Rebound knocked around, and Bechtold's able to tip it over into the hands of John Ragel. For Ord, they have got to defend the three-point shot a little bit better than they have been, because a lot of the looks have been pretty good as Bechtold backs in, kicks it out in the corner, and Ord's got to do better on the post. They've got the height advantage. Even though Lindblad's the tallest, they've got to continue to pound the ball inside and execute, plus make free throws. They're a better free throw shooting team than 2 of 7, and Ord can get back into this ball game. But Ord's got to score points. They're not going to win this. I mean, it's 35-20. It's not going to be 50-45. Ord's got to have a big second half, as the foul is on Evan Lindblad, and that is his third. But Ragel's free throw is no good. He's 0 of 3. Lindblad out, and Goldenstein, who has done well in his absence, will come in. And that's a big play on both sides here without Lindblad in there for the Patriots. He was ripping down rebounds before he got in foul trouble. Both free throws are no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds off of the Patriots, and Ord's going to get a break here. They'll keep the ball underneath their own hoop. So we're just underway in the third quarter. No change in the score, still 35-20. Ord tries to get it into Ragel. He drops it in the paint. That's what we were talking about. A two-footer and didn't handle it, so he kicks it out to Zolkowski. The three-pointer is no good, and the rebound brought down by Bolin for the Patriots. His third, and across the timeline, Zolkowski is going to guard him. The Chanticleers are going to go back to a 1-3-1 zone with Lindblad out of the ballgame. Sittner back over to Bolin as Adam Central spreads the floor, throws over the top of the zone. Wormstadt with a hard dribble to the right side to Bolin. Three-pointer. It's off the iron. No good, but another offensive rebound. Well, they had it momentarily, and then Zolkowski's able to track it down. Good hustle by Zolkowski, and up the floor with it is Nolan Grant. Working on Bolin. Spins into the lane. Scoop shot will not go, and the rebound brought down by Sittner. So Ord has already had a couple of looks inside here in the first 90 seconds. Ball free. Zolkowski jumps on it. They'll cover it and call timeout. Just the fourth turnover for Adams Central. So not a good start offensively here for either team in the first 90 seconds. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Don't forget the girls' final, Kearney Catholic and Centura coming up next. The top two seeds, Centura survived St. Paul last night. Kearney Catholic pulled away big in the second half to beat Ord for the second time this year. Off the screen, Zolkowski's going to hit a three here out of the timeout. And the Chanticleers starting to get a little momentum here. They're down 15, and now that cuts it to 12. Adams Central getting very careless with the basketball against this 1-3-1. Long pass under the plate. He's open. He'll score. So KO with his first bucket of the ball game, 37-23 Patriots. Up the floor with it, Grant. Another spin move and hacked on the arm by Bolin. Two free throws coming up. Ward sees a little space. They try to take it right at him, and that'll be the first foul of the game on David Bolin. At the line, Nolan Grant looking for his first point of the afternoon. Kearney Catholic beat Centura the second game of the year, 46-23. They played in the championship of the preseason or early season, I guess you call it, Central Catholic Tournament. That's as close as anybody in the conference has actually played them. Grint hits the first one and the second one. So Nolan stripes them both home. 37-25. Chanticleer is trying to extend that 1-3-1 trap to a three-quarter court. Adams Central, pretty patient, gets it across the timeline. Wormstadt kicks it into the corner. Plake, they're trying to find him underneath. Goldenstein, reverse it left side. Bowling about, dropped it out of bounds. Got it back, steps through the double team. Wormstadt, he'll fake the three, drive in, and grabbed as he hits the paint. Colton Zolkowski, his first personal foul. And Adams Central will get the ball underneath. Hasn't been a physical game, hasn't been a lot of fouls called. Some of that has to do with just the style each team's playing, spreading the floor. Patriots basketball. Lindblad is on the bench, though, with three fouls for Adams Central. With it is Sittner, again, keeping it around the perimeter and then trying to find one of the posts, which right now is Plake and Goldenstein. Zolkowski tips the bounce pass, but Ord can't quite pick up the loose ball. Goldenstein finds it. Over to Bolin, back to Sittner, reverse it over to Wormstadt. And we have got a timeout called by the Patriots. Coach Foster not pleased with how things are going offensively. Only 2 points here in the first 3 minutes. And with 5:10 to go in the third quarter, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, the Luplat Conference Boys Championship, Adams Central 37 or 25.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Out of the timeout, Adams Central has the basketball and a 37-25 lead. 5 minutes to go, third quarter here in the championship on their own court. Ball's kicked. Try to get a bounce pass. Goes off the foot there of Tony Smith. Patriots bring Lindblad back into the ballgame with those three fouls, and they will get it into Connor Nelson. Plake, Nelson, Bolin, Sittner, and Lindblad, the five on the floor. Dribbling up top, Sittner looks right, looks inside. Lindblad gets a little break. He's behind the glass, so he has to peel and get it out of there into the corner to Nelson. Up top, Sittner. Garrett's been the only quiet one so far as he tries to lob it into Plake and overshoots him out of bounds. It's only the fifth turnover for Adams Central. Nebraska trying to stay in there. They've cut it to four, 45-41 Penn State, 4:50 to go out in State College. 37-25, Adams Central, 4:30 to go, third quarter here. Ord ball, skip it over to Weliak, who has checked in. And Grant holds the ball in the right wing. They give him the baseline, so he starts to move in. Lost the handle, ball's knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Adams Central. Weliak, Smith, Zolkowski, Bechtold, and Grant are the five on the floor for the Chanticleers. They're on Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, Elm Creek was leading Pleasanton going into the third quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference. Consolation on ESPN Radio. With it on the right wing is Smith. Smith lobs it on the block against Lindblad. Zolkowski turnaround jumper, though, came up short. A little four-footer hit the front of the rim. Evan Lindblad with the rebound. Off to the races, the Patriots. Bolin couldn't get it away. Gets it out to Wormstadt. Diving after it and into the crowd is Zolkowski trying to make the steal. It goes out of bounds. And Ward will bring Jackson Barnes into the contest. After the substitution, Adams Central will drop it in here in the backcourt. Taking some time and bringing it over to Wormstadt. Swings it over to Nelson. Open look at a three. That one is off the mark. No good. Another offensive rebound by Sittner. Ward cannot allow those if they're going to get back in a ball game and credit Adams Central. If they miss a three, they're long boards. Spreading it against the 1-3-1 zone of the Chanticleers with Grin at the bottom and Zolkowski at the top. Bolin didn't take the three to Sittner. Back out to David. Adams Central has become a lot more patient here since that timeout. Ward's defending him well, and the Patriots. Bolin fakes the three, dribbles to the left elbow about 2 feet ahead of him, and then kicks it back out. Patriots a little mystified here all of a sudden by the 1-3-1 zone. Ball knocked away. People on the floor. Nelson picks it up, shoots the three. It's too strong. Another offensive rebound on the long board, and Ord commits the foul trying to get to it. Bolin gets the rebound. Smith with his second personal foul, second team foul on the Chanticleers. Bechtold and Hill will come back into the ball game. Earlier today, the Hastings women down Mount Marty. Hastings wins at 79-66. Men playing right now on 1230 KHAS. Hill just about stole the jump pass out of midair. Couldn't keep it cleanly. And Adams Central will get the ball back. Rotate it around. Don't forget next Saturday, the Heartland Hoops Classic on our network of stations. Bolin long three, got it. David Bolin, his fourth three. He's got 18 points. Only the second bucket of the half for Adams Central, but they're still up by 15. Both teams with only 5 points in this third quarter. 2:30 to go. In the corner, Weliak. Guarded by Nelson. Drives to the baseline. No intent to shoot. Gives it to Zolkowski. Right corner. 13-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Nelson. Adams Central will push it up the floor. Lob it to Lindblad. Too deep. Quick rotation out to Sittner. His three skips out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weliak. He'll give it off to Bechtold. Outlet pass Zolkowski. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. Checking in will be Radjil for the Chanticleers. Neither team executing like they were in the first half. And the Patriots will inbound it. Ord will again try to put on some three-quarter court trapping. Jackson Barnes up front. With it for the Patriots will be Bolin. Over to Wormstat into the front court. He'll be met at the top of the circle. Ball knocked out of his hands. It's loose. Going for the steal is Barnes. Eventually, we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Adams Central. So move the arrow with 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. 40-25. It was 13-8 after one. 35-20 at the half. Adams Central has led the entire way in this basketball game, and they've got a chance to take their biggest lead here. With it, Bolin, another long three. That's no good. Rebound yanked down by Nolan Grint. Grint pushes the ball up the floor, guarded by Sittner. On the block to Radjil. Fadeaway jumper over Lindblad. Again, it won't go. Bolin brings down the rebound, and into the front court it goes. So now the shots just aren't falling. It's not so much the shot selection, it's the execution on both sides. And again, the Patriots, they're not doing much in two-point land at all. Up top, Sittner. 1:10 to go here in what frankly has not been a very exciting third quarter of a championship game. It's been very basic. It's going to be good enough for the Patriots because they've got the game totally under control. It really doesn't matter how much they score. They have been shutting down or against the 1-3-1. They're just playing catch over the top and settling for threes. Bolin will actually take one now at the free throw line and hit it. David with 20 game high points. He's the man. And the Chanticleers will get into the front court. No transition three. Instead, Barnes will drive, try to dish it off, or turns it over for the ninth time. And the wheels are falling off the Chanticleer bus here, looking for their first conference tournament championship in 21 years. They have never even made the semifinals in the Lou Platt tournament since joining over a decade ago. And this is obviously also their first time in the finals. And Adams Central holding the ball for the last shot, 20 seconds. Playing catch out around midcourt. 42-25, or basically on the same pace they were the first time the teams met. 6 seconds now, Bolin drives, and they're going to call him for a walk. Or are we going to get a hand check? Another one of those hand checks about 25 feet. He takes off, going to put up a one-hand runner that he missed. But Ord is going to be called for the foul. It's the third on Brooks Bechtold, they say. So there's still 5 seconds to go here for Adams Central to try and pad their lead. Lindblad comes in. Yesterday they tried to lob it to him in the paint. Let's see if they try the same play. Nope in the backcourt to Nelson. Nelson back over to Sittner. A long three. It's in and out. No good. And the first quarter, or excuse me, the third quarter comes to an end with the score. Adams Central, 42, and Ord, 25. The Patriots 8 minutes away from winning the tournament championship on their home court. We'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings, since 1969.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda back at Adams Central heading into the fourth quarter of the boys' championship game. The Chanticleers of Ord will get the ball, but they have got a huge mountain to climb. They're going to have to score more points in the fourth quarter than they have the whole game, and you know what the odds of that will be. 42-25 Adams Central. Adams Central outscored Ord 7-5 in the third quarter and have their biggest lead of the game. Chanticleers tried the backdoor lob. The lob hit the rim, but it ricochets back out to Nolan Grint. As they tried that lob to Zolkowski up top, Bechtold. Bechtold with a left-hand dribble on the elbow, working it on Wormstadt. Can't get the shot out to Ragel. A lot of drive and no shoot for the Chanticleers. They just get in the paint and can't get a shot away. Back out to Bechtold. Over to Tony Smith, original five starters for the Chanticleers. Up top, Zolkowski, top of the key, three. It's no good. Ball tipped out, grabbed by Grant for Ord. Ord's now 3 of 10 from three-point land unofficially. Inside, Zolkowski on the paint, and again, the spin from 3 feet. It just goes right off the rim, and Lindblad with his seventh rebound. Ord has missed a ton inside. Not enough that they would be within a possession or two, but they've missed five or six of them. And the Patriots have the ball up top. Comfortable to work clock. They are 8 of 23 from three-point land after going 1 of 7 last quarter. One of the reasons they only scored 7 points. Chanticleers have got out of the zone. They're in the man-to-man. But Ord's got to show a little more energy here going after the basketball because the Patriots know how to play this game. Nelson with it and reaching in to try and knock it away. Tony Smith called for the foul. His third, Chanticleers fourth. Plake will come back in here for the Patriots, and Sittner will sit down. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, and still the clock or the scoreboard has not moved. Kearney Catholic Centura girls coming up at 6, so stay with us for that. Inbounds pass here for Adams Central, but they don't do anything with it. They'll simply get it to the top of the circle. Rotated around the perimeter and wide open. Plake takes it down to the low block. Challenges Zolkowski and Colton just swats it out of there. And here come the Chanticleers. Up the floor, Smith to the right baseline. Cut off, kicks it out. Grant comes into the paint. Knifes his way through, lays it up, and the Chanticleers finally move their score. Just their second bucket of the entire half. 42-27 Adams Central. Mullen bounce pass into the front court, right corner to Nelson. Skip pass all the way to the left wing to Wormstadt. Back out between the circles to Bolin. Dave guarded by Bechtold. They clear the lane so he can drive. He does. He kicks it into the corner, though, to Lindblad. And Adams Central just very content to control the basketball. They know they have it won if they don't turn it over and make mistakes, and that's how they're playing. Looks like the Huskers are not going to be able to complete the comeback. They cut it to 3, but they're down 51-43 at Penn State with 1:11 to go. That's pretty much the final nail in that Husker postseason coffin, you would think, unless they win the rest of them or the conference tournament. Penn State will have just their third conference win of the year. Driving in Wormstadt. He'll get the scoop shot up. No good. But Lindblad steps inside three Chanticleers, but missed the putback. A break there for Ord, as Grant will now get the rebound. That was the eighth board for Lindblad. He only has one bucket. That came all the way back in the first quarter. 4:50 to go. A lot of hand reaching, a lot of hand fighting. Chanticleers with it. A lot of fouls to give, though, too. Here's a three by Smith off the top of the key. No good. Rebound brought down by Bolin. That'll be his sixth of the basketball game. Patriots into the front court to Nelson. 4:30 to go. Ord trying to trap the ball. Wormstadt drives again. Hits the front of the rim of the layup. The rebound brought down by Bechtold. Outlet pass finding Smith ahead of the pack. Reverse layup. Contact. No whistle. Ball loose. Scooped up by Plank. Up ahead to Nelson. Doesn't have numbers. And Adams Central will pull it out. Boy, this second half does not resemble anything close to a championship game. We have had a total of 14 points scored. Bolin tries to change it, and he does. Pulls up in the paint. Dave, the only constant here. He has 7 in the half and 22 in the game. 44-27. Grant drives. He'll get pushed on the shot. And Nolan will go to the line and shoot two. Also in the Big Ten, Wisconsin blasting Northwestern early, 21-6 with 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. Illinois knocked off Michigan State earlier today. Free throw, Grant, good. The foul on Bolin was his second. Only the third foul of the half on Adams Central. They got a lot of room to play there. Grant has 5 of the Chanticleers' 8 points in the second half. 44-28. And the second free throw is short. Rebound popped into the air. Zolkowski, it's still loose. Fighting for it on the ground, will get a jump ball. And that will be Adams Central basketball. There are about 5 players down there. We'll give Sittner credit for the actual rebound. 3:44 to go. 44-28 Adams Central. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show with all the final stats, coach interview, and then on to the girls' game at 6. As the ball stolen away by Grant. He makes the steal. That's the first turnover in the fourth quarter for either team. Zolkowski gets free at the top of the key. The three rattles in and out. Off the glass. Still won't go. Sittner with the rebound. Ord continuing to try to poke at the ball. And they'll be whistled for the foul. Jackson Barnes, his first. Fifth team foul on Ord. This is KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Wood River and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's get you some score updates as another steal almost made there. Top of the circle, Kearney Catholic, a 54-53 lead over Wood River at the end of the third quarter. Here's a foul on the Chanticleers, a reach in on Nolan Grant, his second. So a great consolation game, 54-53. Already Wood River has beaten Kearney Catholic twice this year. And after three quarters, Elm Creek 38, Pleasanton 36 in the boys' consolation game at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Event Center. All of those games are on ESPN. 14-60 and 15-50. Championships will get there at 6 and 8. Axtell, Elm Creek girls, Wilcox Hildreth, and Amherst boys. 3 minutes to go, and it's 44-28 as the clock is the friend of the Patriots here on their home court. Looking to get back into the championship trophy business as Adams Central turns it over. Just their 7th of the ball game. Ward will bring Tony Smith in. And a timeout going to be called here by Adams Central. They've got it where they can milk the clock home, so Coach Zach Foster wants to talk about it. 44-28 Adams Central, 2:54 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Doug Duda back with you here at Adams Central on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:50 to go in the boys' championship. Ward with the ball down 44-28. Zolkowski just holding the ball at the high post. They were trying to get a three away. They get it to Smith. He'll slip Nelson, fire the three, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Boland. Ord trying to knock it out of his hands, but he'll get it out of there up to Wormstadt. Counter into the paint, drives, draws the double team out to Nelson in the corner. The three is up and in. Connor Nelson with a dozen points, the second three of the half and the ninth of the game. At the other end, Smith gets back, and he'll beat him in for a layup. Fifth point for Tony Smith, 47-30. With 2:10 to go, Patriots bring it up. Ord tries to put a little extra pressure on, but Adams Central doing a good job of ball movement, and then they throw it away. One of those where Sittner was just starting to cut as Boland was getting ready to throw it to him, and out of bounds it goes. One more full week of boys and girls doubleheaders in C and D in the regular season next week. Sub-districts for the girls start a week from Monday in C and D. Boys the following week. As Zolkowski off the screen, the three-pointer on the left wing is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Nelson. Ord 0 of 5 here in the quarter, and Patriots have the ball slip through their hands again. Wormstadt looks at his fingers going, how did that just happen? He was kind of trying to catch and pass all in one motion. It was 35-20 at the half. Here in the second half, Adams Central has outscored Ord 12-10. Off the screen, another top of the key three. Smith just off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Eli Hill. Can't get the point-blank put back because there's two defenders on him, so he kicks it out to Grint. Looks for a cutter, nothing there on the right wing. Back out to Bechtold, a minute and a half to go. Bechtold dribbling the ball, drops it to Grint. Adams Central staying tough in the man-to-man. Grant into the paint. Nolan a leaner. Contested up and in. And a timeout will be called here by the Chanticleers. Nolan Grant has most of the production for the Chanticleers of the second half with 7 of their 12 points. Timeout Ord with 1:17 to go. 47-32. Adams Central. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Goodyear. Driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Well, it's the time of the year when you start looking at district assignments, and it's not an easy one. Adams Central probably has a better chance by being in B than if they were in C1 as Wormstadt brings it down the floor, tries to flush it over to Lindblad, knocked away by Welniak. Fifth turnover of the quarter for Adams Central after having just 5 total. And as Grant tries to throw it out, Boland steps in front, tips it, and takes it right back. That's the first Ord turnover of the quarter. They also have 10. For the Chanticleers, they are in with Ainsworth, the undefeated 6th-ranked team in the state. They play at West Holt in their sub-district. Ord's in with Ainsworth, Broken Bow, O'Neill, and a solid Valentine team, but Ord and Ainsworth will be the top 2 seeds there, it would look like. And for Adams Central, being in Class B, they will be playing their district, possibly on their home court. It's a 6-team district as the free throw is up and in by David Boland, his 23rd point of the ball game. They're in with Hastings High, Aurora, Holdridge, Lexington, and Northwest, and Adams Central and Aurora are the top 2 teams so far there. Second free throw, Boland, no good. Rebound brought down by Colton Zolkowski. The buzzer inadvertently went off as they thought that was going to be a make. A minute to go. Grant comes down, puts up a floater, draws the foul. He'll get 2 free throws. 3 of 4 at the line for Nolan Grant. 58 seconds remaining at the end of the ball game. It's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. So stay with us for that. Second foul on Garrett Sittner. Two free throws here for Nolan Grant. The first one bounces in. Six in the quarter, eight in the game. 48-33. Boland's going to check out of the ball game, receive a round of applause, and Dawson Eckhart will check in. Eckhart in for the Patriots. Second free throw now for Grant. Up and too strong. Rebound's going to be grabbed by Sittner, and he'll be fouled immediately with 56 seconds to go. 48-33, Adams Central has led the whole way. They jumped out 8-0, or it has not been closer than 5 the rest of the way. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, after the fourth foul called on Grint, will be Garrett Sittner. He has not scored tonight. He had 15 last night. Free throw up, and it's good. And now Coach Zach Foster continuing to sub in, although he's subbing in for the shooter. Second free throw up, and it is good. And so here comes Josh Pfeiffer and Ben Kielbasa, a couple of seniors, will get in here in the final minute of the championship. 50-33, Adams Central starting to celebrate here as this one is well in hand. Never closer than 10 in the second half. Bechtold, a quick three in the front court. Rattles off, no good. Chance can't buy one. They're 0 of 7 here in the fourth quarter. Ball will go out of bounds. Ward's now going to clear the bench. Here comes Robbie Peterson, Devin Van Cura, Clark Bredhauer, Jaden Barnes, all checking into the game. And who did we miss down there? Gavin Shoemaker checking in. For Adams Central, here is Jesse Grimmett, also Dylan Steinkruger. And that gives you the five that are on the floor, as we've mentioned. 40 seconds to go, 50-33. Adams Central with the basketball, just waiting for the final horn to celebrate a conference championship. No suspense in this one here tonight, even though it wasn't a big second half. It's going to be good enough to win this basketball game. Working it around, not really looking even to shoot right now, but you know the backups, somebody wants to fire. Kielbasa with it, hands it off to Eckhart. Eckhart back up top to Steinkruger, 12 seconds to go. Left-hand dribble off his foot, lost the basketball away. Ward comes up with it. Clark Bredhauer needs somebody to pass it to. Long into the front court, he'll find Shoemaker. Gavin, he'll cast up the three-pointer. It's no good, and that's the end of the basketball game. So Ord makes a little history by making their first ever conference tournament championship in the Lou Platte, but they fall for the second time this season to the tournament champion and top seed, Patriots of Adams Central. Hastings Adams Central 50 and Ord 33. The first time it was 61-34. Tonight, 50-33. Adams Central, your Lou Platte Tournament Champions for 2015. We'll be back with the numbers, coaches' interviews with Zach Foster, and more on the New West postgame report right after this timeout.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School. Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score, Adams Central 50 and Ord 33. We will hope to get a chance to chat with Coach Zach Foster as they cut the nets down here. We'll also take a look at the final stats of today's basketball game. And then the girls' championship coming up at 6 o'clock. It'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Centura in a renewal of that old rivalry. So we'll have that for you at 6 o'clock. The Kearney Catholic and Wood River boys game has been close throughout. We'll have to give you a final when that one wraps up as well. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First off, for the Chanticleers of Ord, held to just 33 points tonight. One of the obvious lowest outputs, but two of their lowest outputs of the year coming at the hands of Adams Central, holding them to 33 the first time around, or 34 the first time around. This is their lowest offensive output of the year. Eli Hill had two rebounds. Jackson Barnes, 2 points. Tony Smith, 5 points and a rebound. Nolan Grint, 8 points, all in the second half, 5 rebounds and a block. Colton Zolkowski, 12 points, a team-high 6 rebounds and a block to lead the way for Ord. Brooks Bechtold, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Grant Welniak, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And John Ragel, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half and 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, but just 1 of 10 in the second half of play. Turnovers for Ord, 6 in the first half and 4 in the second half of play. So for the Chanticleers in the ball game, they had 20 in the first half, 13 in the second half, 33 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 of 17 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 10 turnovers. Ord falls to 15 and 7 on the year, and they will have games at home with O'Neill and Ravenna to wrap up the regular season. Joined now by head coach Zach Foster after the championship here today. And coach, you guys were lights out for about 6 quarters here on your home court, and things obviously changed here in the second half, but you had built yourself enough of a lead to control the pace of this basketball game. First off, congratulations, and those kids can shoot beyond the arc.
Yeah, thank you, first of all. This is one of our big goals for the year. We felt we had a good chance to do this, but you never know how that stuff works out. And, you know, we, like everybody knows, you scout by this time of year, there's no secrets. We have a very good perimeter shooting team. And we said, you know, we'll win or lose with those same shots. And like you said, for 6 quarters, we made them. And, you know, we played really well, actually, for the most part. It's kind of weird. At the end, I told Coach Selecta, I'm like, you know, we're frustrated on the bench right now. We're about ready to win a conference championship. And we're frustrated because we kept turning the ball over down the stretch. You know, and outside of that, there are really not many negatives today. Really happy for our kids. It's an accomplishment for our program. It's been 6 years since we won one.
Well, you got off to good starts both. You got off to a decent start against Arcadia Loup City in the quarters, but you got off to real good starts the last two nights, and that is so important to avoid letting the underdog, so to speak, kind of get some confidence.
Yeah, it is. That's a credit to our kids because that hasn't always been the case. I mean, there's been times this year and even recently where maybe we've been a little sluggish out of the gates, and so it was good to see our kids understand the moment. We kept talking about, you know, proving something. We think we're a decent basketball team, but at some point in time, you got to go out and prove it. And I thought these last 2 days, our kids really did a nice job of responding to that.
And as well as you shoot the ball, your defense and hitting the boards the last two nights were equally as impressive.
Yeah, you know, and again, if you give up 33 or whatever we gave up, you're going to win a lot of games, even if you can't shoot it well. And that's what we've been trying to tell our kids, that when we make shots, and like last night especially, you know, you look really good. But even in, you know, 2 nights ago when we played Loup City, we can throw in the ocean. We shot 30%, but we still won because our defense was consistent. So that was nice to see.
And what in your eyes was different about the first and the second half here today, where you go from 35 points to just 15?
I don't know necessarily. Maybe a little bit's me. You know, as a coach, you kind of look like stupid sometimes, where you pull it out and tell them to kind of run some clock, and then your kids get conservative and we get tentative. And so I'll probably take responsibility on that. Maybe that some of that was just me. And you know, when you're up 18-20, we didn't feel like they could score on us. And if they were going to play zone, we just figured we'll make them come guard us and get the bonus. Which, again, if you don't turn it over and you get to the line, that looks great. But when you turn it over a billion times like we did down the stretch, that looks kind of foolish, I guess.
Well, for the most part, you guys took care of business. You move on to 18-2, and just the kids that were supposed to do it did it. I mean, you can you could look on paper and kind of say, this is how it should go, and that's how it did go here in the tournament.
Yeah, and I think it makes you appreciate the moment and appreciate those kids, because there's so many times where, you know, the favorite or whatever you might say doesn't play well, or the best players don't play the best. And so it was good to see our best kids, you know, play well. All of our kids play well. But, again, if you're the one seed, it's hard to win it. Everybody's got a bullseye on your back. And, you know, so I was proud of our kids for responding each night.
Well, Zach, get down there and get your picture taken, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations. Zach Foster, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, the Lou Platt Conference champions here today, 50-33, first time in 6 years that they have brought home the title, and they do it here on their home court. We'll look at the final numbers for the Patriots right after this on the New West postgame show.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Welcome back to high school basketball action here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final stats for the conference champion Patriots of Adams Central. Garrett Sittner held to just 2 points tonight. He had 6 rebounds in the game. David Bolin, a game-high 23 points. He hit 4 three-pointers this evening. 7 rebounds, actually, second high on the team. Connor Nelson, 12 points coming off the bench tonight, 2 rebounds. Kyler Wormstadt, 8 points all in the first half, 1 rebound. Luke Goldenstein, a couple of rebounds. Cale Plake, 3 points, 8 rebounds. Evan Lindblad, 2 points and 8 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 7 of 16 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half. They had 8 in the second half. 6 of those were in the fourth quarter, what Coach Foster referred to as we talked to him a moment ago. 35 points in the first half, just 15 in the second half as they outscored Ord 15-13, but it was just a different pace of play, and it didn't matter for Adams Central. It was good enough. 50 points, 34 rebounds, 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 9 of 24 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers as Adams Central is your 2015 Lou Platt Conference champion with a 50-33 win over Ord, holding Ord to their lowest output of the year. And now at 18-2, the ninth-ranked team in Class B will hit the road, and there's nothing easy left for the Patriots. They will take on the great game with St. Cecilia, Class C2, number 1. That's coming up Tuesday night on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Then next Thursday, they are at Ravenna, and Friday the 20th, they'll have the rematch in Kearney with Kearney Catholic, and that game will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take one final break and wrap it up after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
We do have a final in the consolation game, a high-scoring, entertaining game. Wood River who trailed most of the game, comes back to beat Kearney Catholic 75-65 in the boys' consolation game tonight. Wood River 75-65, their third win of the season over the Stars, and we hope to chat with Coach Scott Carlin at halftime of the girls' game about that and what's still ahead for the Stars. No final score yet coming up over at the Event Center, and that is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where Elm Creek and Pleasanton are playing the consolation boys game. We'll have one here before we wrap this up. Earlier today in the girls' consolation, Amherst beat Pleasanton 37-29. Hastings College women, a winner over Mount Marty, 79-66. The men are still playing on 1230 AM KHAS. And Penn State goes on a 12-2 run to end the game and beat Nebraska 56-43 in a game where Nebraska was down 24-13 at halftime. Tonight, Nebraska returns home to take on Wisconsin, who leads Northwestern 37-21 at the half. That game is on Tuesday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to take about a 30-minute break, and then it's Kearney Catholic and Centura in the girls' championship with Ord and St. Paul playing in the consolation. We'll also have updates for you on that. And in the championship, or in the consolation boys, Elm Creek is going to beat Pleasanton. They're up 58-50 with 30 seconds to go on ESPN Radio. On ESPN, the Vero Event Center Girls Championship in the Fort Kearney Conference will have Axtell taking on Elm Creek at 6, and then it'll be Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth in the boys' game at 8. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer engineer Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda. Adams Central, your 2015 boys champion, 50-33 over Ord. We'll be back with the girls championship in 30 minutes. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.